The UK's Daily Mail newspaper has recently completed a three-part series looking at the various sexual habits of modern Britons, with a feature linking casual sex and Britain's notoriously high rates of abortion among single women. In the survey, almost half of British women, 48% in their 20s, have had a one-night stand. For women in their 30s and 40s, the percentage was 46 and 45% respectively. 23% of women in their 20s have had at least one abortion, with 17 and 22% for women in their 30s and 40s. More than one-third of women surveyed in their 50s have had casual sexual encounters. Anthony Ozimic, the communications officer for the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, said that the pro-abortion lobby is largely to blame for having created this sexual free-for-all that is damaging women. In every field of human activity or science, he said, young people are taught that good habits help them to avoid bad consequences, except in the field of sex and relationships. The pro-abortion lobby is squarely to blame for the heartbreaking damage inflicted on countless numbers of young women through dysfunctional relations with men. It is the pro-abortion lobby that have sold young women the lie that sex can safely be separated from love, marriage, and children. Women were at the forefront of the much-derided Victorian-era campaigns to reform public morals precisely because women and their children, both born and unborn, were the main victims of irresponsible sexual behaviour. Dr. Andrew Ferguson of the Christian Medical Fellowship said, "We have reached the point where abortion is seen as just another method of contraception. For years, the effects have been swept under the carpet, and evidence is only just beginning to emerge of real physical and psychological implications for some of the women who have abortions. There is also evidence of increased suicide attempts and episodes of depression among women who have had abortions." Please send any of your comments, thoughts, views, or suggestions on this to Steve's radio show at hotmail.com.